WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
We often talk about the factors which favor thunderstorm development, but what about the factors that inhibit that development? Convective inhibition, or SIN, C-I-N, or SIN-H, is a numerical measure that indicates the amount of energy that will prevent an air parcel from rising from the surface to the level of free convection. Another term for SIN is a capping layer. SIN is the amount of energy required to overcome the negatively buoyant energy the environment exerts on an air parcel. In most cases, when SIN exists, it covers a layer from the ground to the level of free convection, or LFC. The negatively buoyant energy exerted on an air parcel is a result of the air parcel being cooler, that is, denser, than the air which surrounds it, which causes the air parcel to sink downward. The layer of air dominated by SIN is warmer and more stable than the layers above or below it. The situation in which convective inhibition is measured is when a layer of warm air is above a particular region. The effect of having warm air above a cooler air parcel is to prevent the cooler air parcel from rising into the atmosphere. This creates a stable region of air. Convective inhibition indicates the amount of energy required to force that cooler packet of air to rise. This energy comes from fronts, heating, moistening, or some form of mesoscale convergence, such as outflow and sea breeze boundaries or orographic lift. Now, typically, an area with high convective inhibition number is considered stable and has very little likelihood of developing a thunderstorm. Conceptually, you can think of SIN as the opposite of CAPE. SIN hinders updrafts necessary to produce convective weather. Although when large amounts of SIN are reduced by heating and moistening during a convective storm, the storm may be more severe than in the case when no SIN was present. This is sometimes referred to as breaking the cap. Now, SIN is strengthened by low-altitude dry air advection and surface air cooling. Surface cooling causes a small capping inversion to form aloft, allowing the air to become stable. Incoming fronts and shortwaves influence the strengthening or weakening of SIN. SIN is calculated from measurements recorded electronically by a radiosonde, that device carried aloft by a weather balloon. SIN is an energy per unit mass, and the units of measurement are joules per kilogram. SIN is expressed as a negative energy value. Now, typically, SIN values less than 50 are considered weak, while values greater than 200 are sufficient enough to prevent convection from occurring. Now, we're always open to your questions about the weather, so drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.